Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at Christ's role as mediator in the covenant of grace. And last week, we looked at what type of life did Christ live on earth. He lived a life of obedience, service, and suffering. And now we're going to look at the question, what kind of death did Christ die? What type of death did Christ die? And this is what we talk about, his obedience and his suffering. His obedience when his life, and also his suffering with his death. So what kind of death did Christ die? A painful and shameful death on the cross. A painful and shameful death on the cross. Now, it's hard for us to really understand this. Now, we understand that death is not a good thing, that this is the bad news, that all of us fell in Adam, that this is the punishment which is found in the covenant of life, the reward of living with God forever, but then the punishment, which is death. These are the wages of sin, that all fell in Adam and all are sinners. The wages is death, that we deserve death. That we're disobedient and we deserve death. But this is the good news of the gospel in the covenant of grace, that Christ came down and he took our place and died on the cross. And we'll look at that next week when we look at the word atonement. But this week, what kind of death did Christ die? Now, we sometimes as a church celebrate a lot of things, and it's weird for us to celebrate death. It's weird for us to celebrate a cross. You think about having crosses on top of churches. It's a weird thing for us to think, because it really is painful and shameful. Now, death is never a good thing. But the cross was painful and shameful. I won't go into the details, but you just think about accidentally hitting your hand with a hammer and how much that hurts. But Jesus had nails driven through his wrists. He was hung on a cross. He was whipped. He was beaten. These painful things. But also shameful as well. You think about things that make you feel sad. There's things that hurt you on the outside, like hitting your hand with a hammer. But then there's all those things that make you feel bad on the inside, like being called names. That's what happened to Jesus as well. Not only was his death painful, but it was also shameful. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. People joked at him. People spat at him. Put a sign on top of the cross, the King of the Jews. People laughed at him and told him, if you are who you say you are, why don't you come down from the cross? It's a weird thing when you think about what we celebrate as Christians with the cross. It's terrible news. It's a terrible thing that happened to Jesus. Christ came obedient to the whole law, but also to suffer the punishment for our sins. In one way, who put Jesus on the cross? Man, the Roman centurions, the political leaders that sent him there. But more importantly, you and I put him on the cross. It's our sin. This is what we deserve. We deserve death. We deserve a painful and shameful death. But that's what makes it a covenant of grace. That God came and he represented us. And he lived that life of obedience. And he died that death on a cross. That painful and shameful death. So when you think about Jesus coming and dying on the cross, we should be so grateful that he lived that life that we should have lived, that he died the death that we should have died, that we might have the life that we do not deserve. So we pray, thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. And we should always understand that weight which comes with us was not an easy task. In the garden before the night, he asked God, please take it away from me. I don't want to do this. But he did. He was obedient, even to the point of